This report on the Chiefs 2022 training camp is brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Ask Isabel Lopez or Jared Gurman about the credit union advantage for your home loan. The Chiefs' 10th practice with the full team here in St. Joseph had to be held indoors today due to lightning and rain in the St. Joe area. However, the team still had its third straight day in pads and also had one of its longest practices so far. I chuckle when I get asked by NFL reporters to compare Travis Kelce with the other tight ends in the league. Truthfully, Kelce's the best tight end to ever play in the NFL. He has four all-time NFL records, and only wide receivers Jerry Rice and Julian Edelman have more playoff catches than Kelce in National Football League history. But here's the warning for Chiefs opponents in 2022. Kelce is refocused, he is repurposed, and he's anxious to attack the season. Travis Kelce is working in this camp like an undrafted rookie trying to make the team, and not a future Pro Football Hall of Fame tight end.
You know, I've refound a lot of love for this game. You know, I think there's more doubt in, you know, what we're capable of doing this year more than any year that I've been here. And that's fired me up, man. That's got the juices flowing. And on top of that, you know, why not come out here and get better? I'm at a point in my career where everyone thinks that I'm going to start tailing off and, you know, I'm going to ride off into the sunset. And I'm here to, you know, still accomplish a lot. And both personally, as a team, you know, I want to get another one for Big Red. You know, I want to prove to the world that, you know, Kansas City Chiefs are who we've said we are.
In the past six seasons, Kelce has accounted for 4 miles worth of receiving yards. But this year, he set his odometer to zero to start over. In the next 2 days, I'll explore the oft-asked question, who's going to lead this defense? Reporting from St. Joe, Missouri, I'm Mitch Holtis, voice of the Chiefs.